Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A good question.
Three random questions.
Let's find out.
With Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
One, two, three.
On The Fan.
Three random questions sponsored by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Injured? Visit injurylawyer.com. Number one, do you think, well, me, I was going to say anybody, but me in particular here because I've been having an issue with this. Do I need to leave a tip at a smoothie place?
The hell out of here. For what?
Dude, what? Every day.
These tips are getting out of hand. Finish your thought, then I'm gonna rail tipping. Well, no, I can't stand that.
But that's kind of the point here. Every day, first of all, the smoothie itself is like 15, 16 bucks. I'm like, this is absurd. I'm just trying to be healthy. I don't have time to make it when I'm leaving the house. Like, I only could do it a couple times a week because really, you add it up.
They are expensive. You get a little boost of this and a little shot of that.
16 bucks a day if you're thinking about it. Right. So I go in there and I want the smoothie, sets me up right, whatever it may be. But every day, and then the person's looking at me and I do the thing on the, and it comes up, leave a tip. And I hit no because I'm like,
yeah, here's a tip. Don't charge me 16 bucks or I'm not coming back.
I don't know, but I do feel guilty. And then I start thinking, are they doing something bad to the smoothie? Or am I a bad person anyway?
So if you don't tip?
Give me your thought on this.
Okay, so the first thought is get yourself an industrial blender. All right? No, really, we have one.
Right.
And that's like where the kale, and I'll throw a bottle of water, kale, banana, strawberry, little dollop of peanut butter. And it really is good. It's healthy, and it fills you. It's satisfying. So that's number one. Number two, I'm a great tipper when I feel that you earned a tip.
Over 20%?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so never below 20. Never.
30?
No, I mean, that's a little bit exorbitant.
25?
There.
Hey, come on. You said great tipper. I'm just trying to figure out what that is exactly.
Well, I mean, 30%. I mean, first of all, 30% is crazy. 30%
is a lot. I mean, but that would be a great tip.
All right. Well, I think some people think 20% is a good tip.
Isn't 20 the standard?
No, not in the eyes. For me, it's always been.
Okay, right.
Now, I remember the first time I ever saw somebody get a tip was actually at Shea Stadium. And my father would slip the ushers a couple of bucks when they remember when they'd go. You go to your seat,
like
they'd
you
wipe it down.
Oh, yeah, right.
Remember
right.
that?
Yeah, they still do that now.
I haven't had that done for me in a while. Not that I need it, but either way, they'd actually the old timers. Like they would wipe it down. Hey, here's a couple of bucks. So I'm very in tune with that. The car wash tip, pizza guy tip. You know, certain tip. But like, if you just do your job, and I'm not trying to sound callous, and I'm definitely not cheap. But if you just do your job and you don't go out of the boundaries of what is expected, then why am I going to tip you? For what?
I know, but it's now, like, even if you go to a ball game, it says on the screen, I could order whatever food I'm getting.
I know what it says.
Leave a tip. Now, I believe if you're getting served, like if you order food out to come to your house, a delivery.
Always tip. And I always tip cash.
100%. Like you got to tip. I don't do the cash all the time.
I'll do that.
Depends if I have it or not, or I'll just add it to whatever the total is. You know, doll grooming, we had to do that the other day. Like, that's probably a tip. Any kind of grooming service.
Kids get a haircut when my wife takes my daughter, but I'll take my son. Yeah, of course. Here's 10 bucks.
I guess parking garage. Is that a tip situation?
I don't do that, but I do like a Christmas gift because I park every day.
Right.
So I'll take, if like, yeah, that's actually a good point. If you live in a building with a doorman, like my sister does, and I did at various points in my life.
Me too.
You know, you take care of them around the holidays, and for sure, yes, security guards.
Man,
you
want
to do post office?
Okay, yeah. But like in every day, if I'm going to the store to order a smoothie, in this particular case,
no,
I don't. I honestly don't. I don't want to be a bad person, but I don't like the pressure of having me feel like I'm the bad guy because I'm saying no to a tip. Where in reality, like, I'm paying for you to give me the damn smoothie.
I know.
What special service am I getting that I need to tip here?
There is none, which is why you shouldn't feel bad about it, and which is why you shouldn't tip. I mean, unless you're independently wealthy. I mean, these prices are out of control.
Even if you were independently wealthy,
you still shouldn't feel pressure to do it.
Right. You should tip on your own volition, saying, you know what? You did a good job. Also, the tip should be based on the quality service you get. It
shouldn't
just be an automatic, like, I go to a restaurant and I get crappy service, but I feel obligated to leave 20%. Part of it is you should really have to earn, otherwise you're setting a bad standard and precedent here.
I agree with that as well. And before we move on, the one thing that I can't stand is you do see this a lot on social media where people will put, 30 cents on a tip. That's just so disrespectful. I don't care how rude you are. But no, you've got to earn. This is still, you do something for me, I will recognize it, and I will tip you accordingly.
I think usually I go with the floor, like, let's say at a restaurant, 20%.
Yeah.
Even if they're bad, I'd be like, all right, 20%, and I won't come back anymore. But if they're good, then the higher the tip.
Here's the other way I will give much more than 20%. Like, this happened when we went to Rails. Frank hooked us up a little bit, or if we go to a place that might recognize me or whatever.
Oh, well, that's...
Then
you're obligated in a different way. Like,
then you do it because you got to save face. No. I'm just kidding. But if somebody... maybe you go to a nice restaurant, a chef, oh, hey, big fan, hey, here's a bottle of wine. Well, now you got to go out of your way to really... Then you might tip 50%.
Right, understood. Yeah. All right, number two, would you ever clone a pet?
No, I saw what Tom Brady did. I think that's weird.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, it's not an exact...
No.
Clone or replica of, you're not getting your deceased pet back.
No, like, you're not.
You can't, like,
it's gonna look like it, but it might be a very different personality. Can you clone personality?
But that's what I'm saying. You could also go get a pet, like my poor McGriff. Now, he was a mutt and he passed away years ago. If I could get a dog very similar to him, I would maybe consider it, or Maddox that we have now. Like, if Maddox, you know, when he dies, do we get another similar dog? Maybe I could get another Golden Doodle. That's what Maddox is. McGriff was a mutt, so I couldn't even tell you where to begin with that. But I could get another Golden Doodle, and then, okay, well, it's a different dog. There's no need to clone your same pet because it's not going to be the same pet. Just go get the same breed.
It's a little weird. That was a little weird, right?
That is weird. I think that's a bad look.
Yeah.
Cloning a pet?
A bad look. And, you know, and again, I was staying within my realm because, you know, I don't know.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul, and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores, or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All the science behind it, I don't pretend to, but it seems like it's a precedent that I'm not necessarily looking to run down.
Yeah, like at what point? I mean, if you clone humans, maybe it'd be a little different because...
Would it be? I don't know.
Well, if like my father's dead, right? If you could figure out a way to clone him, now obviously, I'm just talking total hypothetical. Yeah, it'd be cool to maybe bring some version of him back.
Yeah.
I can't go to the store and get anything like that. Whereas I could go find a dog, whether you adopt a dog or go buy one, that is similar to my deceased pet.
Yes, like, yes. No, I get it. I don't think I would do that at all. I wouldn't even think about doing that. And the other thing I'm starting to see now with AI, and this is a little freaky, but it's also interesting enough where I could see why some people really like it. I saw a picture of a grandmother. It was probably from like the 1940s, 1950s, and it was a young boy. I think it was up in the Bronx where they were on their bicycle, and like it was a still shot, like literally a picture that's 70, 80 years old. And then AI had the influence on it, and then the grandma actually like moved and patted the boy on the head.
Right.
And I'm like, huh, would I want to see that imagery come to life of my deceased relatives? And part of me would be like, yeah, that would be amazing. A part of me would be like, no, but that's not really real, and that's not the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about that one.
Yeah, weird thing there, but you're right with the AI now. Who knows? All right, last one for you. So I went out to dinner Saturday night.
Yeah.
We went with a couple of other couples, and it was nice, whatever, good time. And
couples from the neighborhood?
No, one producer from SNY and his wife, and then their friends who became mutual friends, our realtor who helped sell us the house.
Okay, all right.
Pete Brown and Megan Brown, very nice people. And then Pete Brown, the realtor's husband, decided to pick up the tab.
Nice of Pete Brown.
I know, but I'm thinking like I was not expecting that. I figured we'd do the three-way split.
Of course.
Okay, so now here's the thing. And then you enjoy it and you say, thank you very much. We appreciate it. Whatever, nice dinner. Had a great time.
Yeah.
Now, and here's the question, now I feel obligated to return serve.
Yeah, to reciprocate.
Yeah, but like, I'd rather have just paid my part then, no strings attached, and we all move on and happy and whatever. But now...
But it's going to equate to the same thing, because think about this. You didn't reach into your pocket. You didn't spend a dime that night. Pete Brown spent it all.
Yes.
Think about it. So now when you take Pete Brown and his wife out, now are you also obligated to take the other couple, or do you just do it for Pete Brown? I would say probably just Pete Brown at that point.
Okay.
Do you like Pete Brown? I mean, I hope you do, because you said his name.
He's the guy that was the, I believe, original drummer in the band Wheatus, who had the hit Teenage Dirtbag. I was telling Hoff about this a little bit.
So we knew we
met his realtor through. Yeah, I mean, he was giving some stories that were big in Australia, whatever. And his wife was there. He couldn't really go into all the detail of some things we'd like to probably talk about.
For sure.
Anyway, that's how we met them. But I just feel now I like no strings attached after the fact. I'll pay. Let's move on. If you want to reciprocate, if I want to treat you next time, whatever you want to treat me, fine. Mm. I appreciate it, but I don't want.
Was it a big bill?
I mean, probably you get three dinners.
Steakhouse or like sushi. Okay, so steakhouse. So
I mean, I don't know how big, but there was a couple bottles of wine.
So it's for three couples, you said?
Yeah.
That's a couple of bottles of wine. I mean, that's got to be a $600-$800 bill. That's pretty steep.
Right?
I would think it's up there.
Right.
So, all right, now, because the logistics of this matter was when the bill comes and there's a group of men, generally not stereotype that the man's always got to pay for, but you got to be ready to attack the wallet. Yeah. You got to be ready, right? Was the bill placed in front of him,
in between him or I in the center of the table, and he went to grab it first. And
did
then
you at least show the, well, hey, after, let me help you out with that? What'd you say?
After he grabbed it, I went into my wallet to give the card, and he's like, no, I got
it.
Good move. I'm like, what are you doing? You got it. Like,
good move. You played it well. What's the problem?
It's a good gesture. The problem is now it's like, I owe him. He's not saying this.
I know.
In my mind, I'm like, I don't want to owe anybody anything.
But you make it seem like you owe him because you lost a dime on the Giants. You owe him because you went out to have dinner with the wife. Had a good time.
I don't want
to
owe.
Could I interject here?
Go ahead,
considering the royalties for Teenage Dirtbag is way more than any of the three of us or four of us or five of us, because Bogus is here now too. we've ever seen.
Yeah.
Has he made that much money?
You don't know him.
Yeah, but that's not... That shouldn't matter. It's still about principle.
Right. Yeah, principle is he went and did something really nice. That's very kind of you. How was the tour again? Here, I bought your songs too.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Did you not?
We appreciated it. I just felt it was so unnecessary and totally unexpected. Like, this was really our first time out with them to dinner. I just don't want to have, and now I'm in the spot of, like, being the bad guy. I don't mind hanging out with them again.
Yep.
But now what? I got to feel the next time we go, like, oh, yeah, now I got to treat you. Is that, like, a normal thing that normal people do? I don't really do that.
I mean, I've obviously done that. I did it bogus just while. I remember the first time we went through and they launched the network down the hall. We were in New Orleans. Bogus, open up your mic real quick. So I'm doing the morning show. Me and Teak, we just start things up, right? Yeah. And in my mind, I'm like, okay, I'm probably have one of the better contracts at the network. I don't want to sound like a jerk. Yeah. And we were, I was a team building thing, and I'm like, ah. Meanwhile, I was absolutely sloshed, man.
Confirmed.
I bumped into Olivero that night. He must have been saying, wow, I brought this guy back from, you know, what is it? So I'm like, yeah, you know, let me get the bill. Like, Bilotti was there. Bogus was there. Tiki actually wasn't there. My wife was there. Dana was there. There was 15, 20 people. Martel, 20 people, right? It was a massive group of people.
And people were coming and going, too. I got there at the end of it. So I think I only had one hurricane, not like the five. So people were like, I only owe this. People were like, I owe that. It's the worst thing in the world, splitting a bill.
I think the bill was like $1,400.
And you took it on?
I did. I didn't know it was. Well, my wife didn't like it. I mean,
she did not. Also confirmed.
I mean, she wasn't on me all night. Otherwise, like, she's not like that. She's just like, oh, what are you doing, man? Come on, that's a little bit much there. It is the right thing to do. Now, that, unlike the dinner that you will reciprocate, was never reciprocated for me.
Well, you can't expect that in that spot.
Well, the network was cheap back then, and nobody took care of you. Hopefully, you do the right thing.
That was our one and only trip.
But see, you already say, to be fair to Pete Brown, I don't think he's expecting a reciprocation here. Yeah. But I do feel that obligation.
And do it because you want to have fun.
You didn't do it because you felt that.
No obligation. I wanted to be kind of a team builder, kind of a team leader. That's I'm thinking our quarterback, new network, our first Super Bowl. Let me get everybody on the same page. And, you know, and then I got screwed.
BT and Sal on the fan.
With the bill, not the network.
Come back. We'll reset. Down with the King topic of the day, 888-808-1019. Talking Jets, Giants, trade deadline.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.